0 in 1985. Last year's high, 37, and the low, 33. Sunset will happen at 4:26 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:17 for this morning. Right now, the wind's starting to move around a little bit east to northeast at 4 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.41 is down slightly. No precipitation today. Skies remain partly cloudy overnight. Right now, after a midnight reading of 20, it is 19 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden facing criticism from some Democrats for pardoning his son Hunter. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on the decision.
Donald Trump was obviously a factor here. The White House has conceded that the president was concerned that he wasn't going to let up, that the Trump administration would continue to go after Hunter. So given that, of course, just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump, is set to return to the White House, the president clearly not wanting to put his son's fate in the hands of the Trump Justice Department.
And President-elect Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, has promised vengeance against Donald Trump's enemies. Winter weather alerts in several states this week. Heavy snow, plunging temperatures in the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest. A 30-year-old Hawaii woman who disappeared last month after missing a connecting flight in Los Angeles is now believed to be in Mexico. Police think she went there voluntarily after expressing interest in stepping away from modern society before her disappearance. This is ABC News. Closing arguments continue today in New York in the trial of Marine veteran Daniel Penny. He is facing manslaughter charges after putting a fellow subway passenger, Jordan Neely, in a chokehold that killed him. Penny says he was just trying to protect other passengers. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
They're saying that while he had Neely by a hold, it was more of a restraint, and there was no evidence that he actually applied pressure, especially in the final 51 seconds where prosecutors say Neely actually died. So they took issue with the idea that the chokehold killed Neely. Rather, the defense has suggested it was a genetic condition, maybe the synthetic marijuana in Neely's system.
Tesla head Elon Musk denied again in his bid for more than $50 billion in a pay package, a Delaware judge upholding her earlier ruling. Then Musk was awarded the deal in a sham negotiation. It was challenged by a group of Tesla shareholders. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year. In sports today, courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you, we take a look at boys basketball last night. Ithaca was the winner over Riverdale, 77-46. Also a victory for Lafarge over Boscobel, 63-58. Highland, 79. Iowa Grant, 57. A victory for New Lisbon over Weston, 52-49. And Hillsboro, 58-55 over Kickapoo. It was Southwestern beating Waseca Steuben, 84-38. And Galena over Cuba City, 46-42. Girls basketball, Highland over Dodgeville, 54-36. And Potosi Castle beat Southwestern, 61-59 among the games last night. Jaquan McMillan returned an interception for a game-sealing 44-yard touchdown with a minute 48. And the Broncos spoiled the career-best performances by Cleveland's quarterback Jameson Winston along the way. 41-32, it was a victory for the Browns. They lost a final score of 41-32. Denver with the victory. On the NHL ice, New Jersey 5-1 over the Rangers. Toronto 4, Chicago 1. Dallas 2-1 over Utah. From the NBA, Boston 108, Miami 89. Atlanta 124, New Orleans 112. Minnesota 109, the Lakers 80. And Chicago 128, Brooklyn 102. The Bucks return to action tonight at Detroit. And Marquette and Wisconsin will be in action. The Badgers open their Big Ten Big Ten conference schedule at home this evening against Michigan as well. And also for Marquette and Wisconsin, they're moving up in the AP men's basketball poll. Wins over Stonehill and Western Carolina have boosted the Eagles all the way up to number 5. They were 10 last week. The Badgers move up 4 spots to number 11.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
A high of 27 today with peaks of sunshine and cool conditions. West to southwest winds around 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. 23 for a temperature, then temps rising later. Tomorrow, 36 for a high, but very windy. 15 to 25 mile per hour winds with gusts 35 to 40. Winds and sharply colder Wednesday night, a low of 9. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy and cold, a high of 23. Upper 20s on Friday. East winds are at 5 miles per hour. Currently, it is 19 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Good Tuesday morning. Today is the 3rd of December.
You're gonna hurt sometimes, leave you to be by the side of the road with the dirt and debris and her name in the dust on your face, and you can't shake it off.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
Mother, mother, everybody's starving. Mother, mother, let's eat.
Hold your horses, got a million courses, and I'm fixing a treat.
Jeremiah, go and help your mother. Jane and Jonah, you too. Hezekiah, go and get your brother. Then fetch Amy and Sue. Mother, mother, everybody's happy. Got a reason to smile.
How'd you know that I'm about to serve a Christmas dinner country style?
Christmas dinner country style.
Everybody sit and bow your head. We'll all say grace and then break bread. Put your napkin on your lap while Judd pours cider from the tap. Oh, don't that turkey look divine? We'll promenade it down the line. Plenty of dark, we're long on white, so Alamanda platter to your right. Sashay along that country ham and double sashay of marshmallow yam. Swing to the left, chestnut stuffing, and a swing to the right, a huckleberry muffin. Time for your partner to reach across and do-si-do the cranberry sauce. One and all, and you and the robot swing to the wall. Pass a little drumstick, if you please, and promenade the pretty black-eyed peas. Well, you all sashay, do-si-do, so much turkey you're about to explode, but you still got to swing to the pickle quince. Choose your pie, the pumpkin or mince. Oh, the dinner was grand, to say the least, so honor the lady who cooked the feast.
Mother, mother, thank you for the dinner, all the fixings.
Nothing to it, mighty glad to do it, seeing how much you ate.
Jeremiah, go and get the meal, come on, Father, let's dance.
I'm too full of turkey and the stuff, so I'm taking a chance.
It's a very, very Merry Christmas, got a reason to smile. Mother, mother, everybody loved your Christmas dinner, country style. Christmas dinner, country style.
There you go. Bing Crosby taking us back in time. Nothing like those old classics to bring back some warm memories. I don't remember our Christmas dinners ever being that happy and joyful, but I mean, they're happy, but not that everybody was singing and rhyming as they passed the plates and things like that, but oh well. Oh yes, a little snow yesterday, so I think that counts for one of our tracking snows for the possibility of predicting how many snows we'll have yet this year. So yeah, a little bit of snow, which was not necessarily predicted. And sometimes those are the scary ones. It's like, okay, where did that come from? I wasn't planning on that. And sometimes like yesterday too, that's when the roads can be unsuspectingly slippery as you travel out and about, as that light snow blows across the road and whatnot. But otherwise, we got along all right today. An on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin, and we're at 19 degrees. That is the overnight low.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
It's Country Christmas in Spring Green this weekend. The festive activities start with a holiday light parade on Friday at 6 p.m. Capture the magic of the season with photos and breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus Saturday at the River Valley Elementary School from 8 until 11 a.m. Holiday craft bazaars, cookie walk, book sale, free kids movies, and you can end Saturday night at holiday fireworks in the park at the North Park in Spring Green beginning at 6 p.m. Take a drive through the River Valley area and enjoy the Neighborhood Lights competition. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Mm-hmm.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
When it comes to quality, Utta Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utta Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utta Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I've been watching you for a long time, sitting on your front porch swing. So I'm going to ask you one little question, one simple little thing.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight?
We can jump in the truck, take a little ride, maybe go on down by the riverside.
Are you available? Are you available tonight?
When I see your pretty eyes, soft and blue, it makes me want to do things I don't want my mama to know I do.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available
to spend some time with me?
Are you available
so long for me to get to you, but when you flash that smile my way, I can see you're thinking what I'm thinking too.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me?
are you available to spend some time with me tonight? We can jump in the truck, take it for a drive, maybe go on down by the riverside. Are you available? Are you available tonight? Are you available tonight?
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Chris Myers, are you available? There you go. It is 6:20 at WRCO Studios. 19 degrees this morning. Moving and grooving here with birthdays and anniversaries a little later on. Regular features, the Quizzy Poo on a Tuesday. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. And it's a big night for sports with the Badger men playing, Marquette playing well. They're ranked, what, number 5 now, I believe it is. The Bucks get back to action as well. And just about every basketball team will be competing tonight in high school sports, and some wrestling duels getting underway as well. Some teams getting their first duel meets, their first action in. So it is getting to be about that time of year. Here's Gabby Barrett.
Fireflies in a jar.
Holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
I think about it.
That's the group Sugarland here on WRCO Radio. And tonight, big plans, I guess, anyway. It's right now 19 degrees at WRCO Radio, an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. And cruising here with, cooler temperatures, that's for sure. But by the weekend, the promise of some temps up there in the upper 20s Friday, maybe near 40s Saturday, and upper 40s. For Sunday, mid-40s Monday. So there's some that already do it, but there'll be some out there in shorts and T-shirts during the weekend, I'm guessing. It'll feel a lot warmer. It'll feel like spring compared to the cold that we've been through. But it looks like we have a couple of more days to endure some cold and wind and some bitter wind chills.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer, and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Clouds today with a few peaks of sunshine expected, a high of 27 later on. Right now in Richland Center, it is 19 degrees.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Two occupants of a plane were uninjured as it crashed at the Boscobel Airport. The Boscobel Police Department responded to a report of an aircraft crash Sunday evening at approximately 6:30 at the Boscobel Airport in the city of Boscobel. Kyle Elperding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when all of a sudden the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Wesolowski, 42, also of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Wesolowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Boscobel Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. The National Transportation Safety Board in Washington, D.C. was notified of the crash. The Boscobel Police Department was assisted at the scene by Boscobel Fire Department and Boscobel EMS. A judge has struck down major parts of the law that banned collective bargaining for public sector workers. Last week's ruling from Dane County Judge Jacob Frost would effectively remove all the changes to state laws that banned public sector union bargaining under Wisconsin Act 10. In ruling in a suit filed by opponents of Act 10, Frost said it inappropriately favored certain public employees like local police and fire departments, but not state employees, including DNR wardens, UW Police, and Capitol Police. Frost said no one could provide him a legitimate reason why workers with the same tasks and risks were excluded from Act 10's provisions. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the lawsuit came more than a decade after Act 10 became law and after many courts rejected the same legal challenges. Voss said Republican lawmakers will file an appeal. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died. The Appleton native died Sunday at age 81, several months after being diagnosed with cancer. Prosser was appointed to fill a state Supreme Court vacancy in 1998 by former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. He was elected without opposition in 2001 and narrowly defeated Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg in 2011 before retiring from the court 5 years later. Prior to that, Prosser represented the Appleton area in the state assembly from 1979 through 1996, served in the U.S. Department of Justice as an Outagamie County District Attorney. Accolades for Prosser include a statement from Chief Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler, who praised his keen intellect and deep sense of fairness. Former Governor Tommy Thompson, who appointed Prosser to the court in 1998, called him a man of deep conviction and intense loyalty to our way of life. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Prosser committed his life to serving others and finding solutions to improve our state. Service arrangements for Prosser are pending. The trial of Maxwell Anderson has been pushed back several months. Anderson is the 34-year-old Milwaukee man charged with murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Sadie Robinson. The victim, a student at Milwaukee Area Technical College, was reported missing in early April. Make this season extra special for our heroes. Get in the holiday spirit with a Toma VA to honor veterans and service members by taking part in the honor tree with locally made ornaments. If you want to honor a veteran or service member and send a private message on the Toma VA Facebook page with their first name, last initial, branch of service, and a short message, all requests are due by 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, December 5th. River Valley Players will be journeying back to 1947 with their production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play taking place in Spring Green's Guard Theater. The retelling of the beloved holiday story of community and connection will also showcase live music and live local commercials. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, is directed by Patrick Hagan.
We started talking about taking the story and Jay adapting what was the Lux Theater version of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed that was done in, I think, 47 in L.A. And so Jay took that script and has adapted it to Spring Green. So we're pretending that in 1947, Spring Green had its own professional radio company. And they, in this fictional 1947 that we're playing, they were doing this show live and broadcasting it nationally.
The audience is encouraged to enjoy a trip back in time where folks used to sit around the radio and listen to stories. Frank Capra's 1947 classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, came on the scene shortly after World War II, adapting the story of George Bailey and Bedford Falls to Spring Green in the radio play format has brought together a group of people dedicated to art and storytelling. Jay Rath, who plays the announcer of the production, adapted the 1947 Lux Radio Theater script to a fictional 1947 Spring Green.
If we did an absolutely authentic radio production from 1947, it would be kind of visually boring. But it was radio. That was the point. So Patrick has introduced elements of conventional theater. So there will be some props. There will be some furniture, some indications of mood and location and so on. So there's a little bit of each. But make no mistake, it is going to be a radio show, radio performance with microphones and theater of the mind. People will have to envision the full depth of the scenes as we proceed.
River Valley Players production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, a part of the Chamber's Country Christmas, will run December 5th through the 8th at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Tickets for the production are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and in person at North Earth Crystals and Gifts on West Jefferson Street in Spring Green. General admission is $10 and $5 for children 12 and under. December is National FAFSA Filing Month, and Governor Tony Evers is asking high school counselors, principals, parent groups, and local organizations to help students and families in completing their financial aid applications for higher education. Through mid-November, just under 34,500 high school students had completed a FAFSA application, an 8.5% decrease compared to the last academic year. The 2025-26 FAFSA application is available now. Visit studentaid.gov for more information and to apply.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
A high of 27 today with a few peaks of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. Temperatures at 23 and then rising later. Warmer temperature-wise tomorrow at 36, but windy, 15 to 25 mile-per-hour gusts. After some cold winds on Wednesday and Wednesday night, it looks like it starts to warm up. And toward the weekend, highs near 40 Saturday and near 50 Sunday. We have a northeast wind right now at 2 miles per hour, and currently it is 18 degrees.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's schedule of high school sports, this evening's games and matches, and details on some big basketball games going on in state.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Ithaca boys basketball team won 77-46 over Riverdale last night in the Bulldogs' home opener. The host team never trailed on the way to a 46-21 lead at halftime. Junior Devin Iam had a game-high 25 points, and senior Sammy Clary added 24 as the Bulldogs improved to 1-1. Riverdale's only returning starter from a year ago, sophomore Bevan Dennis, had 22 points, including 4 3-point baskets. Owen Blankenship scored 10. The JV game belonged to Riverdale, 41-30 over Ithaca. Again, the varsity final, 77-46, Ithaca getting the win. Elsewhere, it was a victory for Lafarge over Boscobel, 63-58. It was a victory for Highland over Iowa Grant, 79-57. It was New Lisbon getting by Weston last night by a final of 52-57. 49. Isaac Jennings had 17 for Weston. Garrett Jennings, 15. Trevor Westfall, 15 for the Silver Eagles. Hillsboro edged Kickapoo, 58-55. Galena over Cuba City, 46-42. Southwestern beat Waseca Steuben, 84-38. And Independence Gilmanton beat Cashton, 54-38. In girls basketball, Highland, 54. Dodgeville, 36. Independence Gilmanton over Cashton, 46-43. And Potosi Cassville beat Southwestern, 61-59. On tonight's schedule, Richland Center will be at Sauk Prairie. Evansville at River Valley among the games. Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville. It's DeSoto at Cassville and Lancaster at Darlington. Westby at Cashton. Brookwood at North Crawford. In girls basketball, New Lisbon at Ithaca. It's Richland Center traveling to Hillsboro for a non-conference game. In the SWAL, Southwestern at Boscobel, Cuba City at Fenimore, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Darlington at Riverdale, River Valley with a non-conference game. They're at Wisconsin Heights. And in wrestling action tonight, the Cuba City Triangular is going on. River Valley will wrestle Mineral Point at 5. The Blackhawks take on Cuba City Benton Southwestern at 6. JV matches begin at 5 tonight at Cuba City. Viroqua hosting a Triangular as well. Brookwood, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford Seneca, and host Viroqua will be there as well this evening. Elsewhere in sports on the state scene, Marquette and Wisconsin are moving higher in this week's AP Men's Basketball Poll. Wins over Stonehill and Western Carolina have boosted the Golden Eagles all the way up to number 5. They were 10th last week. They play on the road at Iowa State tomorrow night. The Badgers move up 4 spots to number 11. They claim wins over Pitt and Chicago State. UW opens its Big Ten Conference schedule tonight at home against Michigan. The Badgers open up the schedule, entering the game with an 8-0 record. The Wolverines are 6-1. The Bucks get back to action tonight. Forward Chris Middleton says he wants to be on the court more than anyone else wants for him. When asked by reporters, Middleton couldn't offer a firm date for his return. He had surgery on both ankles, and he says he is progressing, but it has been slower. Middleton won't be playing when the Bucks meet Detroit tonight in the league's midseason tournament. Elsewhere, it was a win for Boston over Miami last night, 108-89. Atlanta, 124. New Orleans, 112. Minnesota, 109. The Lakers, 80. Chicago, 128. And Brooklyn, 102. And a wild Monday night game won by the Denver Broncos, 41-32 last night. I'm Phil Nee with sports. You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. 100.9 WRCO.
Sell or trade on the last remaining dinosaur Detroit made. $700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that rolls out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats where we're at. We always said someday, somehow, we're gonna get away, gonna blow this town. What about
Let's don't think twice. Let's take that step. Just give me the word and we'll be kicking up dust. We both know it's just a matter of time till our hearts start racing for that county line. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about now? Why should we wait? We can chase these dreams down the interstate and be long gone before the world moves on and makes another round. What about now? We could hang around this town forever making plans, but there won't ever be a better time to take this chance. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV,
but the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American.
When it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made.
Oak Ridge Boys on WRCO Radio, American Made. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. More than 3 million travelers screened at U.S. airports in a single day. That was a record. Travelers heading home after the Thanksgiving holiday set that record. The Transportation Security Administration says that it screened nearly 3.1 million travelers on Sunday, breaking the previous record by about 74,000. That mark was set on July 7th, also a Sunday after the holiday, July 4th. Hundreds of thousands of travelers were delayed or had their flights canceled. FlightAware says more than 6,800 flights were delayed on Sunday, with the highest numbers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport and Chicago's O'Hare Airport as well. That was at both within the last year, and they are busy, hustle and bustle places, and not a lot of people have smiles on their faces. I don't know, everybody's just kind of worried about where they're going. And lots of folks. But nonetheless, looks like everybody kind of got to where they were supposed to go safely. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. We're at 18 degrees on a Tuesday. It's 7 minutes before 7.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Andy Hipschmucker Livestock with your market results from December the 2nd. We had 388 head today, 15 head of fat cattle. The high yielding choice Holstein steers, 152 to 162. Choice Holstein steers, 141 to 151. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 140 and down. 110 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 101 to 115. The middle 60, 79 to $1. And the bottom 20%, 78 and down. 5 bulls day, most bulls, 82 to $1.50. 233 head of calves today. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 500 to 670. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 420 and down. Quality beef calves, 300 to 930. And the light pork quality calves, 100 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipschmucker Livestock. Have a great week.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
18 degrees at WRCO Radio as we head toward 27 a little bit later on today, and a northeast wind around 2 miles per hour. So our family drew names. We're getting there. You know, it's like they just want to do stocking stuffers this year, which is that's tough for me because, you know, I like toys. And but hopefully they can get some, they can fit some in the stocking. I did get a few toys for my birthday, too, including a Minion gun that makes noises. And it sounds, well, it sounds a little bit like flatulence. So I don't know why people see these things and they think of me, but I guess whatever. Here's Elvis Presley.
Babe, you're getting closer. To go dim, the sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor. You're taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it. Spinning.
something that I just can't describe. When I can feel it.
I'll have to get on the floor for that last note. Anyway, coming up, a news update and a Quizzy Poo Day on a Tuesday.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
As the year winds down, Christmas gives us a chance to pause, to reflect on what matters most, and to appreciate the people who make life beautiful. Here's to a season of gratitude and peace.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
This Christmas, it's not just about the presents under the tree. It's about the love around it. Whether you're sipping cocoa by the fire or watching the kids light up at the sight of snow, the real treasures are the moments we share. Make this season unforgettable.